Let's take a look at the Detroit Lions defense. When you're in obvious passing situations, there are two people that you've got to be aware of, and those are the two inside tackles. They are responsible for collapsing the pocket. What they want to do is get maximum push back to the quarterback so that the wide nine ends can collapse the edges. What you have to do as an offensive line, you've got to create a halo around your quarterback. Let's take a look here and see what happens. You'll notice your first inside guy right here. He makes a move, another guy there, and you see they come around every angle. Quarterback has nowhere to step up. You've got to be able to push everyone out wide so that the quarterback can step up and make a good throw. Now, let's take a look at Detroit's offense. Running back Reggie Bush, very explosive, very fast to the edges. Now, if you're middle linebacker and he's your responsibility, you're going to have to keep pace with him, and I'll show you why. Everyone up front can do a great job of setting the edge, but if the linebacker who's going to be free here cannot make the play, then it's going to result in a touchdown. Let's take a look. Now, the linebacker read the play. He gets too far inside, and you'll see Reggie Bush outruns the linebacker. There's an old saying, when you're playing against Reggie Bush, if you're even, he's leaving. Reggie just outruns him to the edge. When you have great play here, 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 and here, and the ball only has one way to go, your middle linebacker has to pursue and intersect in the backfield instead of down the field at an angle. Linebacker's untouched to the football, and he's still not able to bring Reggie Bush down. There you have it. The Giants' defense in the red zone has been an area that they've struggled at times. And the key in the red zone is taking away the number two receiver, which in this case is the tight end. Middle linebacker has to open to the tight end and push him out off of this hash mark. Let's take a look. Linebacker should be opening up and pushing him out. Rerouting is what it's called. He never reroutes the tight end, so the tight end stays on his route. Tight end looks for the ball. Linebacker doesn't. Results in a touchdown.